Blog Talk Radio.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين وكان آخر ما نزل من آياته اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته وجمعة مبارك. الحمد لله. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another blessed day of Jumu'ah. And may Allah guide us to the best. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Alam tara illa alladhi haja Ibrahim fi rabbih an ataahu Allahu al-mulk. Iz qala Ibrahim rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet. Qala ana uhyi wa umeet. Qala Ibrahim fa inna Allaha ya'ti bi shamsin min al-mashriq fa'ti biha min al-maghrib. فبوحك الذي كفر والله لا يحد القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. This is the 258 ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2. I'm going to check that the audio is on. That's a second time. No need to. I guess they can't hear me. No need to say it again. But in any case, it is what it is, so we are good. It should be good. Let's give it one opportunity to shift. So here we're just making an adjustment. for the Facebook side of. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we perhaps are back live on the Facebook side, inshallah. We'll see. If not, I thank you for the heads up. But if you're not getting us on Facebook, find us on Blog Talk, inshallah. Should be fine. Thank you for the notification. And we proceed. And expression of it is, have you not considered the one who argued with Abraham about his Lord, merely because Allah had given him kingship? When Abraham said, my Lord is the one who gives life and causes death, he said, I give life and cause death. Abraham said, indeed, Allah brings up the sun from the east, so bring it up from the west. So the disbeliever was overwhelmed by astonishment, and Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Sadaqallah al-Azim. This hadith Qudusi, that is the hadith Qudsi, many say, is a report that we'd like to read. The hadith Qudusi, or hadith Qudsi, your choice, is the meaning is from Allah, with the words are from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophet. And on the authority of Abu Dhar al-Ghafiri radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O my servants, that is, Allah speaks in the first person. So this is not the Prophet saying, O my servant. The report is that among the sayings related from his Lord to him is that Allah said, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray except for those I have guided, so seek guidance of me and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed, so seek food of me and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked except those I have clothed, so seek clothing of me and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness of me and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. O my servant, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, were to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the sea level if put into it. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I reckon up for you and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. And this is related by Muslim and also at Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, radiallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, this is the 25th installment on the subject of the science of truth and reality. And at this point of the subject, we are focused on the 49th ayah of the 34th surah. And it reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل جاء الحق وما يبدع الباطل وما يعيد. صدق الله العظيم. The truth has arrived. Say, the truth has arrived, and falsehood neither originates or repeats. What this verse tells us is that one of the prime attributes of falsehood is that it doesn't originate with Allah. It doesn't originate with Allah. And we say falsehood is unnatural. Allah is the originator of the nature of creation, and all in his creation is natural. Falsehood is, by definition, unnatural. How so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ يَبْدُو الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. An expression of it, this being the fourth verse of the 10th surah, Surah Yunus. It is, he begins the creation and then repeats it. That is, Allah originates the creation, meaning what? The natural creation, the creation that comes from his word, be. That creation, he begins that creation and then repeats it. Falsehood is an unnatural, falsehood is unnatural, but all unnatural things aren't evil. This is a distinction. This, most of our time, inshallah, is going to be spent making more clarification on that. Because, for example, are unnatural. Automobiles are unnatural. Pancakes and scrambled eggs are unnatural. What do you mean? It means that they don't occur in nature. They don't occur in nature. They are not a part of naturally occurring creation. And also, they don't procreate. They are man-made, and therefore, they are unnatural. That is, airplanes are unnatural. Automobiles are unnatural, and all that we have described, they are unnatural, but, and they don't procreate. They are all man-made, and therefore unnatural, but they are not evil. One quick aside again, what is, are we, so it's not coming through on Facebook? Okay, but I don't know what to tell them. Anybody who may know someone who's trying to reach us through the Facebook side, maybe you can reach them and let them know to go to Vimeo.com. And that's about the best way. And Blog Talk for now. I'll regret. So, going on. So, let's think about this further, right? Look at the word evil, just the word evil itself. Evil is live or live spelled backwards. So the word itself is hiding and revealing the truth that the evil of a thing is whatever of it that is against the enhancement of life as Allah intended it. Whatever is against the enhancement of life as Allah intended it, that is evil. So while all unnatural things all unnatural things aren't falsehood, as we just described, airplanes, automobiles, pancakes and eggs. Those things are all unnatural in that they are not original growths and products of the creation, as are trees or eggs coming from birds certain reptiles as well. The point is that those things, all unnatural things, aren't falsehood, but all falsehood is unnatural. And what distinguishes the unnaturalness of falsehood from all other unnatural things is that falsehood is also evil. So falsehood is not just unnatural. Falsehood is evil. And all things that are unnatural are not falsehood. All things that are unnatural are not falsehood. What makes a thing false is its unnaturalness and the evil of it. So what makes falsehood evil? Well, what makes anything evil? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everything its nature. خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَقَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Allah has given everything its nature. And Allah has directed, or whatever direction that Allah has given to a thing, by Allah, whatever it has been given to, then that is the nature that Allah has for it. So what is the nature? The nature is the direction that Allah's intention has in the thing that he created. Just like Abraham arguing with Nimrod, he was saying, I give life, I cause death, Nimrod. And then Abraham says, well, change the direction that Allah has given to this celestial body by nature. He has caused it to rise from the east and set in the west. Can you reverse that? So the evil of it is the fact that, the dispelling of the falsehood of his claim was realized by his inability to reverse the order given to a thing by God. Let me give one more thing. We're working with the technology side of it. If you check the screen over here, if someone is still communicating that we can't hear, just turn it off, because I don't want people to just keep checking in and getting frustrated by not hearing. So, mashallah, I'll explain all these other things. I don't know what. I'm not certain that all those comments are saying that. Is anyone saying they're not hearing? Okay. I just wanted to confirm that people are not. Okay, good. All right, it's fine. I keep seeing things rolling up. I want to make sure that they're not there. Yeah. All right, so let me go back to where I was. So all unnatural things aren't falsehood, but all falsehood is unnatural. So what distinguishes the unnaturalness of falsehood from all other unnatural things is that falsehood is also evil. I actually have a graphic. Maybe those who are on maybe when I send notes out tomorrow, perhaps I'll include that graphic. But the idea is just here, put the circle like this. One big circle, that's the universe of Allah's creation, the entirety of everything seen and unseen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And now of that larger circle. And that circle, let that be the things that are created from or made from Allah's creation, right? We've mentioned a couple of things. Those things are things that are made from Allah's creation, right? So if natural is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, the nature to everything, that is, the nature that Allah has given to it, those things are natural. And those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, He's the one who created them for the first time, originated them for the first time. They are, quote, all natural. But then from the things that Allah has created, all natural, become things that man makes. And what man makes, we can say that it is unnatural because it doesn't appear naturally. Creation without any aid, assistance, influence, etc., from man. In fact, it said that nature doesn't create in or with straight lines. Okay? That doesn't create with straight lines in that sense. Doesn't mean that you can't find things that appear to be straight. But again, those the creation of that straightness, you'll know much more so that a particular quote unquote straightness in nature is manufactured by man. Nevertheless, I know there's a lot of scientific philosophy in that. But the aspect is to understand that inside of all of those things and out of the potential that man has, the ability to create, even so, they are still unnatural. But every unnatural thing, meaning that comes from man using what Allah created to make something else, they are not evil. It is not evil. There are some things that man does that are evil, and this is exactly what we're speaking to right now. It doesn't mean that every unnatural thing, like an airplane is not false, an automobile is not false, pancakes and eggs are not false. They are not falsehood, right? But they are unnatural. So the unnatural things, falsehood is in the class of unnatural things. But what separates falsehood from all other things that are also unnatural is that falsehood is evil. Falsehood is evil. And what makes falsehood / or anything to be deemed as such, what makes it evil? What makes it evil is how it contradicts and how it opposes nature. So not only is falsehood unnatural, falsehood is anti-natural. So this is a critical thing. And a part of what I'm thinking of as we continue to go through this is the believer, Muslim and believers, we're alive in this day and time. We are alive. There are generations that came before us who had their time on earth. They had their time. Allah says he created the life and the death to try which of you is best in conduct. And so everybody who passes this way, well, they all are faced with the same challenge. They all, under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have been to the same task, whether they accept it or not, know it or not. God has created the life and the death to try which of you is best in conduct. And all of us face the challenges of life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a will for life on earth. God has a will for life on earth. Biblically speaking, to make a clear experiential connection for us, most of us have heard where it says, in I believe it's the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the idea is that mission was stated as such in the Bible. And we as Muslims in the last revelation, or from and through the last revelation, we are told, well, تَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there arise out of you a group of people calling to all that is useful under all circumstances. تَعْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And who are enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and they believe in Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the ones that are going to be successful. Well, building ummah is a more formal way of saying what was said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So Allah is saying he wants an order on earth that conforms to his will. How can you say as exactly, if you will, as appropriately, as humanly possible on earth as it is in heaven? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders good. In fact, the hadith that we read, it begins with the statement, Allah says, "Oh my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress each other." So that means that wherever in the world a servant of God, a believer in God, one conscious of their duty to God, sees oppression, certainly not in yourself, meaning that you see it in yourself rather than stop oppressing yourself, right? And then you extend that to the family. Then you extend that to the community, to the nation, and to the world. That's a job. That's a lifetime occupation to remove oppression wherever it might be in service to the plan and intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, biblically, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Quranically, وَلْتَقُمْ مِنْكُمْ عُمَّةٍ يَدَعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. What we're saying about falsehood and what we're saying about how it's distinguished from all other unnatural things and quote-unquote products of man is that we have to look into every domain. We have to look into every dimension. We have to look into education. We have to look into culture. We have to look into governance. We have to look into economics. And we have to look into those domains and that world and wherever those activities are happening in the world and see, is it serving the intention of God for which He created that domain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended that there be education, intended that there be culture, intended that there be economics, intended that there be governance. It's in the whole package of humanity. It's a natural evolving need of the human being in order for the human being to be able to make progress and go forward in that way. So the general principle of being able to distinguish truth from falsehood is part and parcel of realizing that task. See, everybody is not given. Quran again says, "To each is a goal to which is turning, so strive is in a race towards all that is good. Wheresoever you start forth, turn toward the sacred mosque." Right? Surah Al-Baqarah, all those verses, 145 to 155. Speaking about that, so I may be given to economics. My impulses, my urge, my drive, my inclination, my motivations, my aspirations are very strongly oriented toward economics. Well, then I need to go into the domain of economics and see where the falsehood is operating in economics and bring the truth to economics and dispel the falsehood in economics that will remove the oppression that comes from economics. Because if the economic system is false, and in the way that we're defining it here, when I say defining, it's not like it's new. It's sort of like we're just, how can you say, bringing you the news, mashallah, that anything in either of those domains that are against the nature intended for and given to it as a system and a way of doing things that contradicts that, any way of doing in that domain that contradicts that or is against that or oppresses that possibility coming into it, meaning God's will for it, that's the mission. The mission is to remove that. The mission is to remove that. So that is to say, everybody's not, it's not to become an imam. It's like, I would serve Allah, but I can't be an imam. Whatever. It's like, no. That's not the only way to serve Allah. And even if you're thinking about speaking and giving khutbahs as, quote, unquote, that's the main job of imam. No, no. Imam means one who leads by example. And we need imams in economics. We need imams in education. We need imams in culture. We need imams in governance, et cetera. And when I say leaders, that does not leave women out of that process, because we need women to lead and give examples in education and all the other areas that we're speaking of. So this idea and this capacity for detecting falsehood, all domains, is the universal task of all Muslims, believers, indeed human beings. But on the first order, Muslims, you have been consciously given that order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unmistakably been given that order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the potential that He has blessed you with is to go into the domain that you are inclined to and discover and remove the falsehood, the evil, and the oppression that goes with it and that is in there. You know, it's like, don't think that it's like, well, I got to get on the street and I got to march with a placard or whatever. There's some people who do that. And there's some people who are good at that. And there's some situations that call for that, mashallah, in the American system of things, as it were. But that's not the only way to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that may not be your highest, best use as a creature. Look, you only have the life that Allah has given you. You only have the time that you'll be on this earth. And it's for you to discover, how am I going to spend this very short time that I have on planet Earth to serve Allah in the best possible way in accordance with how He has created me and what He has created me for? You need to know that about yourself. Because when you know that about yourself, then you will put yourself in the right place, in the right time, doing the right thing for the right reason, in the right way. Otherwise, you might just do what's fashionable, the most likes and thumbs up or whatever on social media. No, serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm emphasizing that so that you understand. The boundaries for this topic is as boundless as humanity. It's not simply one focus. It's a universal task. Moving on. So, what makes a thing evil? We've said it, but I'll underscore it. Nature is the direction given to a thing by Allah. And whatever is against the direction given to a thing by Allah in any of the domains that we just spoken of is evil. So, to discover what I'm calling bona fide falsehood in any of these domains, in order to discover it, just go into that domain with this question. What is Allah's intention for this area of human need? In following the language of Imam Muhammad, who's given us this model of the four birds as representing the four quarters of society, it's to represent the universal field of human endeavor. And there are subcategories, subdomains, subfields in each one of them. Education, an unlimited set of subcategories and subfields and domains, subdomains, et cetera. Same way with economics, same way with governance, same way with culture. It's just, well, all you got to do is just imagine all the classes that are being taught in universities all over the world, and you'll find they can all find a place in either of those four domains, which means that the field functioning and a sense of mission and purpose, there's one for every one of us, every urge and every impulse. Okay, so the point is that if you understand and you accept that I'm created to serve God in a particular domain, and I know this because of the urge in me, the impulse in me, the aspiration in me, the appetite in me, the drive in me, the motivation in me towards the thing that seems not to let me go. It's like, can't get that off my mind. No matter how much money I'm making over here, no matter how much I'm doing, it's like I always have this sense of being unfulfilled because I have not realized the improvements that I know are needed over here in this area. So it may be that nature, that urge, which is independent of you. I'm talking about independent of your socialized mind, independent of your body. That thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to do that will not let you rest or feel satisfied until and unless you are working on it. And also is one that gives you a great deal of pleasure when you are working on it. It gives you pain when you see it unrealized and you're not satisfied because of it being unrealized, unfinished, unaddressed. But then when you are addressing it, you find yourself pleased. You find yourself having a sense of pleasure. Well, that thing right there might be what you were born for. You understand what I'm saying? What you were born, you came out of the womb with that as God's nature for you, direction for you, work for you. And to deny it is oppressive. To deny it is oppressive, as the hadith says. Don't be an oppressor and don't be oppressed. So that's what you do. You go into that domain. If you feel the urge that I've been trying to describe, and then you ask and seek out whatever isn't fulfilling God's intention. And not just that, it's not fulfilling God's intention. It is indeed, if you find it, working against Allah's intention for that domain. You go into the schools, and you know when you go in, you go in knowing what Allah intends for education. But then when you look around in the institution of education, see that the intention of God for education is not being met, not being addressed. That's strike one, maybe one and two, either way. But then not only is it not doing what Allah intended to do, intended for it to do, education, but you actually see in its system, methodology, content, curriculum, et al., you see it actually working against the intention of Allah for that area of human need in the life of human being in their going forward. Forward to what? Forward to the destiny that Allah intends for human beings. So you go into the education, the field of education, and you see not only is it that, the other side of it is like it's apathetic toward the intention of God. Just I want you to see. You find that education is completely apathetic towards God's intention for education. Whatever. Somebody's there just to make a buck. Whatever. Doesn't matter. The whole institution or the individual teacher in this case. So that's, they're apathetic toward that plan. Okay, so you see they're not doing it, right? But then you also look and you see not only are they apathetic toward it, not doing it against what Allah intended for education to do for a human being as a utility for meeting a human need in that domain. So it's like, okay, well, there's your mission. There's your mission to fix that. But I do have to say this. One of the other facets of all of this is also that when Allah says, "Well, taqu minkum ummatan yad'una ilal khayr," we'll have to say more about this later. But the idea is, you know, that's also God saying, "Look, you're spending so much time, so much energy, so much emotional duress, let's call it, trying to revolutionize what already exists. You want to change their system. You want to get them to act right in there." All of these domains that we talked about. When you take another moment and listen to what Allah says, you know, where he says, "Well, taqu minkum ummatin yad'una ilal khayr." Another reading for that is build your own. Build your own. You build one. God is telling you, you build one that you know is grounded in my will, my intention, my direction for the human being and human nature and human destiny. Build your own. Don't always try to retrofit somebody else's stuff, because if you really understand it in the final analysis, you've seen people live and die with and upon that aspiration, that mission, and nothing changed for all intents and purposes. Well, maybe it's because too much energy was spent in trying to revolutionize that one as opposed to creating your own set upon the foundation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended. And maybe we'll have to admit that we are afraid, lax, and unwilling, whether it be unwilling to admit that we are unable, or that we are also unwilling and unable and afraid to admit that. So it's possible that there could be Muslims who are playing at being servants of Allah, looking like being servants of Allah. Come on now, brothers and sisters. I'm about done. It's like it's not going to go fully south here. But understand this: the Quran tells us, and we often open, as God raised up from among the human beings. وَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ وَبَعَثَ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَاشِرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, and raised up from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. The good news is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with everything necessary for the fulfillment of our life. That's what Al-Islam is. We have everything. There's nothing missing in this way of life. But then we are also to be warned. Munzirin. We're to be warned. And the warning is from and also including, as God tells us, look at the people who came before you. Look at how they acted. And look at what happened as a consequence. That goes both ways. Good people got benefit. People who were neglectful, they got punished. They suffered loss, etc. So we have to decide, who are we going to be? Are we going to be a people who take what Allah has given us, understand it, apply it, seek to realize it, or otherwise? ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين اللهم آمين الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. So the key to detecting falsehood in any domain is to find in it what is unnatural. And I've tried to make the distinction. Every time we say unnatural doesn't mean negative. Doesn't mean that. But you do, the first pass of whatever it is you're dealing with, is it man-made? Man-made, doesn't matter. Man-made. Look at any of the things that we talked about. Everything, education, culture, governance, economics. You do understand that everything about it, systemically speaking, is man-made. Everything is man-made. The educational system, man-made. The culture, man-made. Governance, political structures, quote-unquote, man-made. Right? And whatever I left out. They're all man-made. Okay. If it's man-made, then you already know it's not divine from the start, meaning that it doesn't have to be sacrosanct. It's not quote-unquote inviolable. It's like, yeah, maybe it can be fixed. It's not perfect. It's not from God. And in as much as it's not from God, it has some correcting that could no doubt needs to and must happen. And it's going to be done by human beings engaging it. All right. So that's the starting point. Anything that's man-made can be improved upon, right? That's the first level. Is it man-made? Now, the next level, since you're looking for the falsehood, because you want to get rid of the falsehood, so the next box to check is it anti-natural? Is it against what Allah intends for that domain? Is the political system against, quote-unquote, politics and governance, et cetera, for the human being? Let me just say, I know it's going to disappoint some, maybe some parents and some teachers, but zoos are unnatural. Zoos are unnatural, and in fact, they are anti-natural, right? When you look at it, and you know, we have whatever, so many cities or whatever that glory in their zoos. That state and that condition of all those creatures that are in there is not natural for them. It's not natural for them. You get close to, you know, wild game reserves and different things like that. But the point that we're seeking to make in raising that is to say that Muslim society, not to say that you're not going to go somewhere and find, you know, some zoos in some Muslim country. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised at all. But they would still be just as wrong, if you will, as those who do have it. Because is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for those creatures? All right? And so the idea is that I'm using that as an example because I know it conflicts with what we have habitually seen and heard, except, but no, it's not. You know, none of what we're looking at in those states, unless there's the natural habitat, the environment, the preserves, et cetera, those things are managed with their benefit and interest. Allahu a'lam. So the point is that you look into food, you look into medicine, you look into markets, you look into governance, you look into all those things, and you ask that question: is it man-made, and also is it against the nature of what Allah intended for it? So we, brothers and sisters, we have to just simply learn how to find the falsehood in the matters that are to serve humanity, but are not only not serving humanity in that domain, but are also against our human destiny in that area. And brother and sister, that's what we should understand about our mission. I don't know. Sometimes we find, and so that's why I feel moved to emphasize it. Sometimes we feel like the solution is going to be when we fix the White House. Like you fix the White House and you got everything fixed. Like you know that's not true. You should know. If you don't know, I don't know. Oh, maybe somebody listening thinks that that's true. Come on. How many times has the White House changed? And how much has that changed what is happening in the world? I'm not saying be pessimistic. I'm not saying be nihilistic. Let me go back to the verse that I'm saying that I think this is our invitation. I know this is our invitation. Not only is it an invitation, it's a command. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Establish your own government. Establish your own government. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we need to go blow up that White House, man. Get your own. Okay, you already saw how that goes. You know, all them white folks there. I'm sorry, I just got to say it that way. If all them white folks didn't make it pop off with the authority of the president, quote unquote, it's like, okay. And what part of the mission you gonna be on and survive? Come on. So that's not the way. That's not the way. It's a distraction. Inshallah, we'll say more about it tomorrow. But just watch this. You can do a little studying. Do a little studying on your own, because what follows on this idea about what is unnatural and also anti-natural. And look up how mules, M-U-L-E-S, how mules are made, I guess it, because mule is a man-made creature. How mules, look that up, right? Look at that history. And I want you to just go, you can go straight to Wikipedia and just do some reading about that, because when we talk about it, you can already be ahead of where we're at, but we're not going to elaborate on it here. But I'm talking about the unnatural and the anti-natural. All right. So when both of those things in place, you are in place, you're dealing with you're dealing with bona fide falsehood. All right. Now, then also now, think about elephants. Elephants. And you know, both of these are two symbols of the Republican and the Democratic Party, right? So I said mules. They usually talk about, they usually call them donkeys, but that's probably to hide the fact that they're mules, all right? But what do they both have in common? They're both beasts of burden. They're both beasts of burden. They are both domesticated when they are used as beasts of burden. You need to ask yourself is, well, who's the owner and who's the master? The elephant has a master and the mule has a master. The elephant is not the master and the mule is not the master. They are both beasts of burden. Somebody owns both of those beasts, and they use those beasts to carry whatever burden the master needs to have carried. So it doesn't matter if an elephant carries the master's burden or if a mule carries the master's burden. They both work for the same master. Okay. It's like, Fahim, mashallah. It's either true or it's not. So we go back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered for you, Muslims, believers, build your own. Or maybe you remember this language. Do for self. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. O Allah, let not our hearts deviate now if your guidance is right. And grant us some mercy from your own presence, for surely you are the grantor of bounties without measure. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayy al-qayyum la ta'khuzhu sinatan wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Man dha alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a. Wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal-ard. ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو علي العظيم اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد. Allah, we thank you for your divine presence, power, mercy, blessings, guidance and protection. We beg your aid and assistance, because without your aid and assistance, we have no aid and assistance. We beg you for our sustenance, because without your giving, we have no sustenance. We beg you for guidance, for without your guidance, we have no guidance. O Allah, we pray that you would purify us in our hearts, purify us in our motivations, purify us in our interests, purify us in our aspirations, purify us in our sense of obligation and our sense of responsibility. Clarify for us what is our life and what is our work and what is our duty and what is our mission in this life that you have blessed us to have on this earth. Bless us not to waste the time that you have blessed us with on the earth, following after those delusions, those illusions that the world sets before us to distract us away from working for you in accordance with your design and through the potential that you have given us and through interacting with your creation in the best possible way. We beg this of you only, for none can grant or withhold this but you. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we got some announcements here. All right, alhamdulillah. All right, the Zoom Arabic class ongoing with Sheikh Abdul Rauf, Saturdays 9 to 11. Also, the Anas Children's Program, Tuesday and Saturday for ages 6 to 13. And also the Anas Youth Business Loan Program for ages 9 to 18. You're in a position now to apply for business loans to start building a business. And we're also seeking loan sponsors. For details on both the Anas and the Anas Youth Business Loan Program, you can reach mshspeters@gmail.com and talk to Dr. Peters. Also, happy birthday to Manaima Shahid coming up for her on the 14th. Also, the commentary of selected verses of Imam Muhammad Rahimullah Alayh, documented from the teaching of Imam Waratibi Muhammad Rahimullah Alayh, are available, $50. You can get those while they last. We have a limited supply, and I understand in the national sphere, it seems not to be any available. But in any case, there may be. You can keep looking. But also, you can reach Amina Latifa Shahid at 510-859-5735. If those of you who try to reach us from outside of the Bay Area and you're not coming to get it directly, add $10 for shipping and handling. Inshallah, if we have any left, we'll send them out to you. Also, corporate members, mark your calendar for March 6th. We have a special check-in Zoom. More details come later on that. But if you want to make sure that you get that information, make sure you get Amina Latifa your information. This is for corporate members of Master War Theme, MW Inc. at MasterWarTheme.org. MW Inc. at MasterWarTheme.org. Make sure you have the correct spelling of your name, your address with zip code, phone number, and email address. Also, July 3rd, we have the coming, inshallah, an open market fair. You're going to get more details there. So that's July 3rd, alhamdulillah. We also want to include in our prayers Rashad Omar Shahid's father in Las Vegas, inshallah. Hannah Saeed and her sister, pray for them as they are driving from Texas to Las Vegas. Their middle sister's in hospice. And also, Sister Najma's mother had a birthday yesterday, or maybe the day before. And I understand from her, the daughter, that gave herself a birthday gift of falling off the back porch, bumping her head, breaking her hip, having to be hospitalized and being prepared for a hip surgery, inshallah. 90 years young, inshallah. May Allah protect her, guide her, and comfort the family as well. Also, remember, the cash sadaqah doesn't stop. So you can make those contributions per obligation and per your own personal aspiration, and be blessed. Thank you. Wa alaikum as-salam. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط والذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل قيدهم في الضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بهجرة من سجيل تجعلهم كأسف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإلاف قريش ألافهم رحلة شتاء وصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمه من جوع وآمنه من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الحمد لله. شكرا. الحمد لله.